Today on the Travel Guys.
A Marriott hotel worker decides to quit with a big brass band.
We're going
to
go on the open road along with Al Capone and check out the latest issue of American Road Magazine.
At 2:50, we'll take you to discover some of the sights of beautiful Calaveras County.
And in honor of Halloween, we're going to take you to some of the scariest places on the planet.
All that today on a busy hour right here with Mark and Tom on the Travel Guys.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man,
king of the road,
hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans,
kicks out the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir, and on with the show we go. Welcome, everyone. It's Sunday, a little after 2, and that means it's time for the Travel Guys in Entertainment. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. Doesn't look any too worse from the wear of flying in from Florida. Only hours ago, a quick stop at the office, and then here he is. It's crazy how you do that. Do you ever sleep in your own bed?
Occasionally. I will this evening.
I think last week, weekend, we were talking with Clayton and about your favorite hotel stays. And he said, well, someone who spends like 260 days sleeping in hotels.
Clayton is with a group in West Virginia, enjoying the fall colors of West Virginia.
Did they actually get fall colors on time this year?
They did. The good thing about West Virginia is that they have some real mountains in West Virginia, so they have some variants of the color up and down the mountainside. So if you go within a 2-3 week window, you're going to hit it. We have a sports leisure group in Branson. Road reporter Chris Galloway has got a group on a train right now between Toronto, and he called me from Jasper a few hours ago, and we were going to try to get him on live on the show, but the train time didn't quite line up perfectly. but he's making his way across country. So sports leisure travelers are scattered all over the place, and I am here in Sacramento, just back from Fort Myers, Florida this morning.
Excellent. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program.
Absolutely. Hey, listen. One thing that we need to do before I forget, and we'll probably do it later on if we don't hit these two folks. A couple weeks ago, we gave away $250. We were talking, remember, about the 25 biggest tourist attractions on the planet.
We asked
people to guess.
Number
one was Times Square. Mm-hmm. And number eight was,
Disney World.
And so anyway, we had two winners. And believe it or not, through no fault of our call screener, it was my dereliction of duty. I lost the winner's name.
You derelict.
So if you were a winner 2 weeks ago of a $50 gas card, we need you to call us at 921-1530. Identify yourself. Identify your guests. We know some things about you. And so we will be able to make sure we get it to the right person. But anyways, if you're wondering where your gas card was, it's because we lost your name. So call us at 921-1530. If you were one of the two people who won a gas card 2 weeks ago and you haven't received it yet. Mr. Romano,
yes.
I was out last Monday, right after the show, and somebody said to me, gee, you guys really had a great show yesterday, sounded fun, blah, blah, blah. They said, but I was really disappointed in one thing. And I said, what's that? They said, well, you didn't give the rat update. Because we had talked when we last left our listeners at the Romano household a couple of weeks ago with the rat. You had trapped the rat in the last box in the garage.
Took it out alongside the house.
You took it out of the house, and it got out of the box and ran back into the garage because you failed to secure the perimeter of the garage.
Who would have thought that it might not be a bad idea to actually shut the garage door?
So this lady asked me, she says, whatever happened to the rat? So I ask you,
well, okay,
Mr. Romano, what happened to the rat?
Well, the only answer, here again, this rat is so smart it would not allow me to trap it. So what we finally did was we literally cleared every square inch of the garage, and the last thing to go was a dresser. And we were pretty sure that the rat was there, and the moment the dresser began to move, a rat the size of a football ran out and then ran around to the side of the house. But I did remember to shut the door. So later on that day, I did put a trap out on the fence in hopes that perhaps he would come along that fence line. And sure enough, the next morning, I find this rat. I had bought one of these clampy plastic.
Clampy plastic, yes.
Yeah, and then it was a recommendation at this hardware.
Technical description.
At the hardware store that this would be the one, because I had an electric one, but the rat was too big to fit in. Anyway, it trapped the rat, and I find the rat on the ground, and it's got the trap on its head. But it's...
So you're thinking that it's all over for the rat.
I did. I thought, you know, there was a little movement there, but not much. And so anyway, I unclamped the rat trap, and the rat looked me in the eye, spit on my shoes, and ran away. Now, the only thing I can hope is that there was a lesson that he learned and he won't come back.
That he's not coming back to the Romano. So there have been no further rat sightings.
No further. And I have to say.
Since the escape.
And you know what? I actually had some remorse there for a moment when his head was caught in that trap. I read at first, I couldn't tell whether it was my chihuahua or the rat because they're about the same size. But there was a bit of remorse. It was not fun. I don't like, even rats, I don't like, having to dispose of animals.
And so, ladies and gentlemen,
there's the rest
ends
of the story.
The saga of Tom.
Please be over.
And the rat.
All right. Let's fire up some travel news music.
Speaking of rats.
And let's see what's going on in the travel news.
This is a short but interesting news segment here today. Remember that JetBlue guy who pulled the plug and grabbed a beer and quit his job?
I do.
About a year and a half ago. Well, that story has come to a conclusion. Steven Slater got a year's probation following a mental health treatment program. He still has to pay $10,000 in restitution to JetBlue because apparently when they activate one of those slides, in order to put it back in the airplane, that's about what it costs. It's $10,000.
Yeah.
So he has to pay for that. But he is writing up. He's spending his time completing a memoir about his years in the airline industry and the day that led to his rise to fame.
And he'll sell quite a few of those.
I suspect that he probably flight attendant. A book of flight attendant stories, I would probably be interested in reading that. Listen, Starwood Hotels is doing something kind of cool and fairly daring, I think. They're going to publish online customer reviews. They're launching on their website. This is the first time that any major hotel chain has done this. They're going to give their customers the opportunity to post reviews from their hotels, and they're going to share them on Facebook and Twitter and the like, and they think that this will get customers more engaged, get them to come more often. And some people said, gee, isn't that kind of a risky move? But they're saying, well, they think that these will be people who stay regularly in their hotels. And also, as opposed to TripAdvisor, where just anybody can go on and write anything they want, really, they will only post the review after verifying that guest did stay in that hotel on that date.
Which they should be able to do. I am a Starwoods
SPG. I know, you're a big Starwood
fan. And I will look forward to being able to give them my
Let me ask you, if you were reading reviews for Starwood or any other hotel online that was posted on the hotel's website, would you trust those reviews?
Yeah, those that are just generic?
Well, I mean, there are people that have written something that's on the hotel's website. They say they're going to leave the bad ones in with the good ones.
Well, you know, in this particular, you know, is here again, verifying that you know that the person actually did stay there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would find this extremely valuable.
Well, I would think so, too. And they are saying, Sheridan is saying that they are beefing up their staff in order to be able to respond to online complaints. And I would think that would be a very big feather in their cap. If they're able to, if somebody's got a gripe and they're able to deal with it and come back and say, all right, here's how we dealt with it, I would think to me that would be a sign of good customer service.
What other people say is so valuable in any kind of form of advertising.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Ryanair in Europe, we brought this up about a year ago. Ryanair was kind of joking about taking all of their bathrooms off their planes. Well, it's gone past the joking point. Ryanair has actually asked Boeing, the manufacturer of their planes, to allow them to scrap two of the three bathrooms on board and add six more seats, which will supposedly let Ryanair cut ticket prices by about 5%, which would be about $3 based on the average price of a Ryanair ticket. So the question then becomes, are you willing to cross your legs and hold it across the pond, even the short pond, shall they say? That's just
big mistake.
That's past ridiculous. A Marriott hotel worker has in Providence, Rhode Island, decided to quit his job a couple of weeks ago, but he did it in style. His name apparently is Joey. This is a video that has gone viral. If you go to travelguysradio.com, it is right there on the homepage, and you can see it. It's right under Joey Quits on the homepage. But this guy got a bunch of his friends who are musicians, mm-hmm. got them all together, and walked into the hotel and waited for his manager to come out, and then quit in grand style.
With a marching band.
With a marching band.
We'll have to watch it. Flash mobbing your job quitting should be next. Bunch of dancers in the lobby.
Well, he seems like a fairly credible guy. He says, quote, "This was not a job I had for 2 weeks before quitting in a hissy fit. The working conditions in the hotel are horrendous. In the kitchens, workers are regularly forced to work 10, 11, 14, 16-hour shifts that begin at 5:30 and last well into the night. Housekeepers are reprimanded if they fail to clean 16 rooms or more in a 9-hour shift. Anyone who speaks up, especially anyone who is openly pro-union," now you're starting to see the story, mm-hmm. "is disciplined or fired." I'm guessing that this young man was kind of a quasi-union organizer in the hotel, and the management didn't much care for that. You know, this is kind of interesting because this is the second time in a week that Marriott hotels have gotten caught in a little bit of a PR thing like this, because remember we talked last week about the Marriott Hotel in St. Augustine, Florida, the Casa Monica Hotel, which is part of the Marriott Autograph Collection, that fired the guy because he was wearing the American flag pin on his lapel. So, ouch, 2 weeks in a row there for Marriott to make it to the not-so-good list.
The shame list.
The shame list. and here's another quick note. Our latest TSA note. TSA is starting chat downs. What they're calling them, Tom. Chat down. Would you like a chat down or a pat down?
Say, what's that? Where? What is that you have under your shirt? Is that what a chat down is? They ask you?
Is that your boarding pass, or are you just happy to see me?
Right.
In an experiment at Logan Airport in Boston, if successful, could change how every passenger who seeks to board a commercial flight in the USA is screened. Travelers will not only go through a metal detector and possibly a full-body scanning machine and pat-down, plus a blood test. Oh, no, that not a blood test. But they'd first undergo a chat-down or face-to-face questioning by a TSA officer. The tactic is similar to what air travelers in Israel face under a program aimed at averting terrorism in the sky.
And do you mind if we hook these little electrodes to you that go to this little lie detector thing?
Oh, lordy, lordy. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your travel news for today.
Okay, are we going to take a mini break?
Yeah,
here?
I think we should take a break, and then we should come back and talk to our good friend Becky Rapp from American Road Magazine, who their brand new issue talks about Al Capone, and we have talked Becky into a special trial subscription offer for Travel Guys listeners. So you're going to hear all about that after the news. We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
You know, one of the songs that we play often on the Travel Guys is On the Road Again, and for good reason, because, you know, traveling and on the road and being on the road is just a piece of America. And one of our favorite guests is joining us now from the magazine American Road. Is that correct, Mark?
It is. Becky Rapp is with us. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you guys today?
We're very good. We're
good
very
to have
good.
You, Becky.
Becky is our friend who drives the back roads of America. With her friends, looking for that off-the-beaten-track story. This is why Becky and I have become such great friends, is we have the same disease.
There's no cure getting out on the road.
There is no cure. You're absolutely right. The only therapy, the only treatment is to get out on the road for a few days and settle your nerves, calm your nerves down a little bit.
I have to ask both of you. Are you guys front seat? Do you like to drive, or do you like to be a shotgun? Becky, you first.
Drive.
I'm probably a driver, but I like having a navigator. I do not like doing road trips solo.
Okay.
Because if you don't have a good navigator, you're screwed.
That's true.
So I'd rather drive, but if I don't have a good navigator, then I'll let the other person drive and I'll tell them where we're going. Because if you have somebody who's a navigator, right, Becky?
Yeah.
Who doesn't, who says, "Was that where we were supposed to turn back there?"
Yeah.
And back there is about 7 miles ago, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that only happens usually twice, then I leave the navigator in the middle of the desert. Let's talk about the current edition of American Road Magazine, as we often do on this program. And I will tell people that we get to the end of this interview. For those of you, we have noticed when Becky has been on before that a lot of you click through to the American Road Magazine site from our Travel Guys radio site. And so Becky has a special offer that she has prepared for you. But let's talk about the current edition of American Road. It caught my eye because on the cover is a picture of some gangsters, kind of Chicago-ish style stuff, and there's an Al Capone feature to the edition this time.
There is. Al Capone is actually in a number of places throughout the issue because, Al Capone was everywhere, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He stopped everywhere.
kind of like George Washington. He slept in almost that many places.
He did. I don't know how he did it, but he certainly did.
Well, and everybody anywhere in Illinois just about has an Al Capone story. I mean, every town, every village, every tavern, anything that is left over from the 20s and 30s just about has some kind of Al Capone connection. What can people expect to find about Al in American Road Magazine?
Well, are you familiar with the Green Mill Cocktail Lounge in Chicago?
I am. In fact, we went by there just on a tour with Tom with the Kelly Brothers Group when we went to Notre Dame.
Excellent, yes.
A few weeks ago. Yes, I am slightly familiar with it, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you will find some information about the Green Mill Cocktail Lounge in there. And did you know that when Al Capone entered the Green Mill Cocktail Lounge, the band would perform Rhapsody in Blue every time? That
wow.
was his favorite song.
Interesting. I don't know if I would have been able to put that together. That's fascinating.
Isn't it?
So Capone had a very colorful life. With your research and what your magazine is reporting, was Al as colorful of a character, or is a lot of that just folklore?
Oh, no, I think he was pretty colorful. He was also very smart. You don't get to the top of any industry, and being a Prohibition-era gangster was definitely an industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and not have the smarts to get there. So he was a savvy guy.
So what are some of the other features in the magazine this month? I see Portland, Maine, Colorado Rockies, one of my favorites, the Oregon coast.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's lots of, different places in the issue. If you're looking, again, for Al Capone, on the coast, we have Alcatraz.
Right.
You got to visit the Rock.
Yeah, he stayed there, right. He slept there. He ate there.
Just down the road from us.
Yes, he did. It was, I think he spent a little over 4 years there, if I recall correctly. And when Al Capone left there, it was one of the places that he said that basically got the best of him. His parting words were, "It looks like Alcatraz has got me licked."
Wow.
Now, and then you can actually follow where Al Capone was chased, chased along Highway 50 and along Route 66, kind of some of the places that Mark has probably been
chased.
Yeah,
we have.
Along the Lincoln Highway.
We have had, there are wonderful taverns and stuff as you spread out, Tom, from Chicago, whether you're on the Lincoln Highway or Route 66 or the Dixie Highway or any of the roads out of Chicago, but they're all full of Capone stories and places that he stopped and
Very cool. That
he stayed and all of that kind of stuff. So our guest today with us on the Travel Guys is Becky Rep. Becky is with American Road Magazine, which in my humble opinion, I have a fondness for Route 66 magazine also, but American Road and Route 66 are the two magazines that really, I think, tell people about the classic highways of our country. And of course, the other magazine is focused on primarily on one route. You have a little bit more of a diverse sort of itinerary or agenda and covering places all over the country. Becky, I mentioned earlier in our interview that if folks who are Travel Guys radio listeners wanted to become part of the American Road Magazine family, that we have worked up a special offer for them, and they can go to travelguysradio.com to if they would like to get a trial subscription to your magazine at a special price.
Yes, and we have a print edition and a digital edition. The print edition trial offer we're going to give to Travel Guys listeners for $8. And the digital edition special offer is $5. And normally a one-year subscription runs $16.95. So this is less than half price. You get two trial issues with each offer to see if you are, you know,
it's something
in
that
love with the American road.
Well, that's it.
We are.
And if you are a roadie and you get, I challenge you, if you are a roadie and you get this magazine and you get two issues of it and you don't, and you didn't read it cover to cover and learn a whole lot of things that you didn't know before, you send me a note and I'll send you the $8 back. I mean, it's that good. When I get a copy, I take it with me on the airplane. And of course, a lot of us don't read as many printed things as we used to read. We read them on our PDAs or Blackberries or tablets or whatever, but American Road Magazine is just something that and it's timeless. You know, you don't have to read it in 20 minutes or tomorrow or next week or even next month because it will always be there. So I really enjoy reading it when it comes every 3 months to my office, and so I appreciate the fact that we are offering our listeners a little special deal here. Yes, Tom?
And I noticed that you can get it on the App Store, so they have hooked it up so that you can get the magazine on your iPad, and I would imagine with the colors and the tones and how beautiful the magazine is, it must be just spectacular.
It is a beautiful four-color magazine, and the reporting in it and the research and stuff that's done in it, I mean, it really is fascinating. And especially if you're somebody who doesn't travel anymore, maybe you're at home and you've got a disability or for whatever reason your budget or whatever doesn't allow you to travel, this might be a little luxury that you would afford yourself because you, in essence, you can travel through the eyes of others with American Road Magazine. How's that, Becky? Am I doing a good promotion there?
You're doing great, and we try to have something in every issue of the magazine that is within each region of the country, so it might not be that far from you even to explore some place that we've covered in that issue. So even if your budget isn't allowing you to take an extended road trip, you might be able to get away for a short time.
Alcatraz is an hour and a half away. All right, go to travelguysradio.com, and you can, and there's two links there for the digital or the print edition, and if you like, you can click through and get a very special offer. I promise you that it is something, I don't often hawk things on this radio program, but I promise you that this is something that you will really, really, really enjoy reading. It is really one of the best magazines that is, that you can find on the newsstand today. Becky, thank you again for your time, and there is one more thing that we use to remind people.
Oh, friends don't let friends drive the interstate.
Absolutely. Becky Rep from American Road Magazine, thanks for your time today.
Coming up on the Travel Guys, right after Aaron updates us on the news, we're going to take you to some of the most popular haunts on the planet.
Ooh.
Yeah. And in case you need to know, what's the best credit card you could have?
You're going to find out with the Travel Guys, right after Aaron in the news. This is News Talk 1530, KFBK.
Going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Allow me to tell you about a couple of short holiday excursions from Sports Leisure Vacations that are coming up in December.
You're allowed. I will allow you.
That's okay?
Yes.
We have a three-day trip to go to the beautiful historic Davenport Hotel in Spokane. Now, if you've never been to Spokane or you haven't been there lately, you may not know that there is a beautiful 100-year-old hotel in downtown Spokane called the Davenport, which is really one of the most spectacular hotels in the western United States. And it is beautifully decorated for Christmas. They have a wonderful Sunday brunch, so you have accommodations for two nights there. Get to go to an old-time Christmas market, have the wonderful Sunday brunch. It's really quite a wonderful pre-holiday getaway. That's December the 10th through the 12th. And on the 14th through the 16th, you can go to Palm Springs with Sports Leisure Vacations and see the Palm Springs Follies Christmas show starring John Davidson. Includes two nights at the Hilton Hotel, round-trip airfare to Palm Springs. You can call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR, that's 361-8687, or go to sportsleisure.com for information. Our two Lucky Travel Club listeners for today are Dick McClellan and Judy Marquardt. Dick McClellan and Judy Marquardt, you have until the close of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure office and claim $100 in tour cash just for being a Travel Guys listener. And that's your Travel Sports Leisure Traveler update for today.
All right. Let's see here. Do we have a song?
Do we have a song?
This job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. woman done left, took all the reason.
All right, so Mark, our tech man, Ryan Quinn, tells me that we had so many folks who logged on to find out about the guy from the Marriott Hotel. We had a little mini crash there of the website. So we've got it back up now, and it's ready to go. So if you want to find out about the man from the Marriott who quit with a marching band, the video, if you haven't seen it yet, the video is right there on TravelGuysRadio.com.
Mark, when I was a kid, one of the scariest places was out off of Crow's Landing Road. It was an old Victorian mansion that nobody lived in. And all the different high school kids would tell stories that, you know, somebody was died and there was a coffin and there was, and everybody would dare each other to go out at nighttime and check it out.
Reminds me of one of my favorite movies, Stand By Me, you know, where the kids were looking for the dead body. And,
Yes.
Yeah. The things that we did as kids.
Yeah, you know,
the
and
things
I...
we did to other kids as kids.
We're not going there. But at any rate, that takes us to a piece of this segment.
Well, I was just looking, Tom, for some of the world's creepiest places. Our friends at Smarter Travel put together a list, and I don't think this is on our website, so you'd have to go to smartesttravel.com. It's called The World's Creepiest Places. Mm-hmm. But and they had 11 of them, 10 or 11, and I just chose a few. For example, this one in Adams, Tennessee, is an hour's drive north of Nashville. It is based on the movie An American Haunting. And it's this cave where a witch spirit came and plagued this family and just kept bothering them and bothering them and bothering them. And mm-hmm. It still to this day goes on, apparently, there in Tennessee. This one is kind of interesting. We were looking at this one before we went on the air. This is an amusement park in Chernobyl.
Not necessarily one that you can buy an e-ticket for.
No. This amusement park in the Ukraine was supposed to open 5 days after the nuclear accident, mm-hmm. May the 1st, 1986, so it never opened. So this amusement park is stuck in time in 1986, and believe it or not, you can do tours there, but they warn you that the tour guides carry radiation monitors, so just to make sure, you know, that it's not too dangerous on the day, that you don't glow too much when you leave. But for between $130 and $160, you can go and see some of the, if that isn't creepy.
Scene out of Terminator.
Also, here's one. Galveston Island in Texas. Mm-hmm. Well, if you remember, the deadliest storm in U.S. history, the Galveston hurricane of 1900, leveled what was then Texas' biggest city. It killed 8,000 people. The stench of bodies could be smelled for miles and for weeks. Burying them all was impossible. Even some of those buried at sea washed back up onto the beaches. And so the spirits of the dead, still dressed in 1900s attire, have a heavy presence around Halloween on Galveston Island.
Do you have any of your listeners over the years, have they said, Mark, we would love to do a haunted mansion?
No, but I was looking at this list, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool to go, like, you know, because you can go to Transylvania. I mean, that's a real place.
And we talked about that a year ago.
In Pennsylvania, yeah. Absolutely. And this one here, Brian Stoker's Dracula setting in Whitby, England. Mm-hmm. And the castle there, and it talks about how on a cold, foggy day, you can just imagine all of the...
You know, not too far from here, they have an event that's pretty regular, and it's a little on the creepy side, but it's very historical, and that is the Carson City Ghost Walk.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, right here in town, we have Clayton is a volunteer and will be taking part in this, and I don't know all the details, and I guess I should, but here at our local cemetery, at the city cemetery downtown, mm-hmm. which is full of historic people and wonderful, great. Clayton has told me some of the stories, but he's played several different characters over the course of the years. But our local cemetery has Halloween haunts, if you will.
Are you a believer in ghosts, Mark? Have you had any haunting experiences?
Yes, I have. And so I was about to say, no, I'm not really a believer in ghosts, but I'm kind of a believer in energy,
mm-hmm.
In human energy. The human spirit, I guess some people would refer it to. It's kind of like religion. You know, everybody has a different description. But I believe that people's energy can remain after their perhaps human body is gone.
Mm.
So that I wouldn't put it past the fact that someone's energy, positive or negative, because, you know, and this is a little bit gruesome, but you talk about places with negative energy. When I went to Auschwitz about 10 years ago, Clayton just took a group there about a couple, 3 weeks ago, and it's a place that just feels creepy. It gives you goosebumps to go there.
Negative energy.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And likewise, why is it that you go to the parking lot of Disneyland and you haven't even gone inside yet, and all the endorphins in your body are loose running around?
The positive energy.
Well, and speaking of places with positive energy and Disneyland, we mentioned at the top of the hour that I flew back in from Fort Myers this morning, and I found out that there is quite a difference from the east and west side of Florida.
Something that Mark, we found something that Mark didn't already know, ladies and gentlemen.
I had never been to Fort Myers, just south of Fort Myers. Those of you who know your Florida geography will know that Naples, Florida, which is really, and what I didn't know until this weekend when I drove over to the West Coast, and it felt so comfortable and it felt so nice and it wasn't all the hubbub of Miami. East Coast people, New York, New England, etc., live on the East Coast of Florida. Mm-hmm. Midwesterners live on the west coast of Florida. So you get over to Fort Myers and Naples, it's all old Midwest money. And it's a whole, obviously, there's some cultural differences between the East Coast and the Midwest. And they are very apparent in Florida. Alligator Alley divides those two areas there. So I'm just telling folks that one of the places you might not think about, but because people from California usually poo-poo Florida, mm-hmm. but that Fort Myers area, less humidity, better weather, more natural surroundings, a little less of the constant rhythm of Miami, if you will, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm going back someday.
I think Mark's going to retire there, ladies and gentlemen.
I might take some people back there. All right, what do we still have to go?
Well, I promised folks we would tell them what was the best credit card. So if you could help me out with that before we come to the mid-break.
Oh, okay, absolutely, yes. And we're going to do a whole program in 2 weeks. Kevin Murphy of the Sports Leisure staff is in Chicago this weekend at one of those frequent flyer conferences. So he is going to come back and share all of those things with us. Southwest Airlines has issued a new credit card, and you can get it's not a new credit card, it's their old credit card, but if you are in the market for a credit card, or you're one of these people who play the credit card game, I would strongly suggest that you take a look at this. It has 50,000 bonus points involved in it. If you go to travelguysradio.com and you roll down, click just down below where the tape with the Marriott guy who quit his job, but it says Southwest 50,000 point credit card bonus is back, and that's what you want to click on. And we will talk more about that in a couple weeks. But sometimes those offers don't last very long. So if your credit's good and you're in the market for a credit card, an opportunity to pick up a free ticket or two on Southwest.
Mark, I want to take a moment and, say that when it comes time to take a vacation and to go on a trip, you know, the getting there and enjoying the trip is only part of the journey. Sometimes it's the anticipation, it's the getting ready. For some, it may be surfing the internet. For others, it might be
going to Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue between Hurley and Northrop 7 days a week, and just walking around in the store. And if thinking about travel is part of travel, because in the anticipation of travel, going to a travel store like Holloway Travel Outfitters would be the ultimate travel fantasy, because when you walk through that store, you're going to see clothing, you're going to see accessories, you're going to see all kinds of things that you need, all kinds of things that you don't need, all kinds of things that might make your travel just a little bit more pleasant. What if you get to that one spot where the toilet paper isn't there and you've got your little emergency toilet paper supply that you picked up at John's Place?
You know, being organized on a trip makes a trip that much more enjoyable, and of course being able to be a smart packer, and that's the kind of thing you're going to learn at Holloway store.
Yep, you go to packinglight.net, and John even has a packing demonstration that you can see there. Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue, or visit them on the web at packinglight.net.
You're listening to the Travel Guys and Entertainment on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations across from me. I'm Tom Romano, and just a few weeks ago we were talking with listeners who said, you know what, it would be great to know more about local one-day trips and stuff right in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's no secret that people in Sacramento don't have a lot of money right now, or at least a lot of them. Unemployment is high here, and dollars are tight. And what our listeners were basically telling us was, tell us some places that we can go close to home where we wouldn't have to spend a fortune.
And Mark has lined up with us today, folks, a special guest that can help accomplish that, Mark?
Well, and you can look for more guests of this type in the future as we try to educate you to some of the places that are really close to home. Those of you who watch Huell Hauser on Channel 6 here in town know that Huell tries to get out to some of the off-the-beaten-track places, and one of those places he visits on occasion, and we visit as a company, Sports Leisure Vacations, is Calaveras County. And joining us on as a guest today is Suki Tuthill. Suki is formerly with the Calaveras Visitors Bureau, and now she has started her own company in Calaveras County called Calaveras Concierge. Good afternoon, Suki.
Good afternoon.
So tell us about this new undertaking that you have started.
Well, like you said, I worked at the Calaveras Visitors Bureau for several years, and that's after living in the area for 40 years at all different elevations, because we go from like sea level to 9,000 feet, 8,000 feet,
wow,
the area. Anyway, so I just noticed that there was really nobody to turn to for setting up tours, making arrangements, finding out information. You know, the Visitors Bureau would get lots of calls, and they really didn't have anybody to refer them to for a general overall type of information. And so the director, Lisa Mayo, encouraged me to do this, and I have a great love of the area, and I was trying to think of a name, and I knew that the concierge in a French apartment building was someone who helped their residents by telling them about places to visit and making special arrangements.
Well,
so that's where I came up with the name.
Very special.
For folks who are familiar with the area know that Calaveras is probably most famous for the frog jumping contest.
Absolutely.
And
yep,
for the wonderfully picturesque, glorious town of Murphy's, and
right,
for the concerts in the mountains that are done every summer up around Arnold. Those are just some of the things that we do as a company.
And the wine tours now, I'm telling you,
yes. So, so tell us, Suki, fairly quickly here, what are your couple favorite things to do in Calaveras County?
Well, Calaveras is really gifted. There's a lot of mosts and firsts and onlys and all kinds of things with history.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my favorite things to do is, like, in wine tours, we have some really nice little small boutique wineries that have their own little vineyards right at their home.
The kinds of places that people might not find on their own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in, because I'm the Calaveras connector. And so I can set up a special wine tour, meet the maker, have a lunch with the winemaker, and your wine tasting would actually be part of your special lunch there. And there's a lot of historical places that have been restored. And then there's also some really neat, out-of-the-way places, like there's the Milarosa Star for a Day, which is a ranch where they have a Western set and they make movies, and they can give you a script and costumes and a gourmet lunch and wine tasting, and you wind up with your own Western movie.
Wow.
That's very unique.
This sounds really fun. I know that the little town of Murphy's is always a hit with my travelers because they love with the shamrocks painted on Main Street there in the old Murphy's Hotel. We have on occasion gone up there and even spent the night there. We did that for Thanksgiving a couple times.
Excellent.
What is the number one trip for Sports Leisure Vacationers to the Calaveras area?
Well, I would probably say that they do a Broadway Pops concert up there in the mountains and in
yes,
the outdoors in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And we've
yeah,
been going for 2 or 3 years, and it's become a regular thing with
good,
us. But, Tom, you know, I think probably one of the, and this is going to bode well for Suki, is that one of the great things about Calaveras County is it's very affordably priced. If you're looking for accommodations, there are a growing number of places to stay up there that are of good quality and are very reasonable in price. And you're mentioning the wineries and things like that. These are places that they're not charging Napa Valley prices, at least not yet.
Exactly. A lot of them don't charge a tasting fee, and the ones that do, it's like $5. That includes a cheese tasting, cheese and wine pairing, and that'll go towards the purchase of a bottle of wine.
And, of course, you've got all the Mark Twain history up there in Calaveras, too.
Yeah, in
lots
fact,
of history.
Speaking of travel tours, I do a Mark Twain history day tour, mm-hmm. and I've done that for several travel groups.
And also, you probably, I would suspect, would be available to do that in a for a family or for a caravan of cars.
Absolutely.
Or people who would be coming up to Calaveras County.
Suki, I have a
Absolutely.
Question for you now.
Sure.
Everybody is familiar with the Calaveras jumping frog and the caverns and trips and so forth and Ebbets Pass and so on. Give me a place that you think is spectacular, perhaps that you take people there, that is just overlooked.
Well, I wouldn't say that Calaveras Big Tree State Park is overlooked, but a lot of people don't know that it's there, right above the town of Arnold. And they have several different walking paths, mm-hmm. either like an hour and a half or a couple-hour walk. And that is really breathtaking.
Boy, are you and I are on the same page or not? Because if Tom had asked me that question, that was exactly what I was going to mention to him. And also, it should be mentioned, that's a state park. The fee
yes.
is very minimal.
Yes,
and
$8 a car.
And it's an easy day trip from Sacramento.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And plus,
yeah.
And if you had kids, places for the kids to run around and be rowdy. Yeah,
absolutely. And the little town of Murphy's has a wonderful park, a community park with a stream and a playground with several different jungle gyms, and it's right off the main street.
And lots of shops with all kinds of stuff that you really don't need, but you can't resist buying.
Wonderful, unique boutiques, and Murphy's is a foodie tourism haven. It's very, very good and different restaurants.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives sort of places, I'm a-thinking.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's the kind of places you could go to up to Calaveras County, and you could drive Highway 49 up through Jackson, or you can go down Highway 99 and cut over. But
exactly.
Or you can go one way and come back the other is
exactly.
One of the beauties. Suki has a website, and if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you will see right there where you can link to her website. If you are interested in getting some more information about Calaveras County, I'm sure she would be happy to either plan something for you, or if you're out researching on your own, to point you in the right direction. Certainly, Suki has the experience. Sounds like you've been up there for a long time, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
definitely.
Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time with the Travel Guys. It sounds
thank
like you.
You
are the go-to person for Calaveras County. I suspect you'll be hearing from my staff before long.
Sounds good. Glad to help.
Thank you, Suki. We're traveling the open roads, folks, right here with the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Don't forget to join us next week. We'll tell you about a wonderful place to go Christmas shopping.